Good morning and welcome to another episode of Ipswich Town Insights. My name is Chris Brown and I'm joined by Archon chief football writer Stuart Watson. The Blues, they've made it 5 out of 5, 4 league wins, 1 cup win. It's easy for them at the moment amidst this injury crisis. Don't know when it's going to stop, to be honest. They play Palace in the League Cup on Tuesday night, or the Carabao Cup. And then they're at home to Fulham, who are struggling to score goals next Saturday. So it'll be another easy 3 points, I guess, in a week's time. Stuart, you must be on cloud nine at the moment. I know the fans are. What do you make of it all?
Centre-backs? Who needs centre-backs?
Exactly. Right? 4 full-backs, I think, yesterday, wasn't it, in the starting 11?
Yeah, makeshift back four. Gung-ho formation and personnel from Mick. And another win on the board. Like you, I'm enjoying it. I'm full of optimism at the moment, but I guess we're going to touch on it in a minute. It's not all been smooth sailing for Ipswich, has it? Certainly rode their luck again in the first half on Saturday. How they were 1-0 up come half-time, I'm not quite sure. But another clean sheet, another couple of goals. The strikers are firing and joint top of the table.
Is that more about the teams that they're playing, their profligacy in front of goal, or are we not giving Ipswich enough credit in terms of the way they're setting up defensively and the way they're defending and putting the bodies on the line? And then, of course, you've got Bart behind them as well, pulling off saves left, right and centre.
I mean, Bart's made some good saves, but I think you're right, actually. We need to give Ipswich some credit. When the going's got tough in games and that they've had their backs to the wall, I think they have defended well and they have put bodies on the line, which, considering it's not particularly been a settled back four, I think they deserve a lot of credit. I'd make Jonas Knudsen my man of the match from Saturday. We've discussed before whether long term he might end up more of a central defender than a left back. He certainly loves defending, doesn't he? And I thought he was very well suited, slotted in nicely alongside Jordan Spence, who was equally assured in there at centre back. So yeah, credit to Ipswich for defending and but also, you know, going forwards, they've got an additional goal threat now and have been super clinical, haven't they? I think the stat going around is 12 shots on target from their 4 league games and have taken 9 of them. I was just having a look at the stats. It was October 29th before they got 12 goals in the league last season, 15 games in, so that puts that into context. So great to see them scoring and winning games. I keep saying it each week, I think they'll be tougher tests ahead, and I think they have ridden their luck at times, but, and I keep saying this, all credit to them for winning their opening five games, because they came into this season with a fair amount of pessimism surrounding them. The injury list, as we know, is horrendous, so set against the backdrop of all of that, to win their opening five games is fantastic.
Just staying on the defence for a little bit longer as well, and the character that they're showing, Miles Kenlock came back in yesterday, won the sponsors' man of the match, missed out at Millwall on Tuesday night, having played at Barnes for 45 minutes and it was given a bit of a runaround by Adam Hamill in that first half. So to come back and put in the type of performance he did on the backdrop of that shows the character that young man's got.
Absolutely, and he would have understandably been disappointed to have not started the season at left back, because he finished last year superbly, and Mick was very quick to come out and say, well, you know, a handful of good appearances doesn't suddenly dislodge Jonas Knudsen from the side at left back, which I can see from his point of view as well. But Miles has shown great attitude to obviously stick at it and take his chance again when he's come back in. He'd certainly be up there in terms of the ratings from yesterday. Very assured, as you say, difficult time against Adam Hamill at Oakwell, but it was a different type of game for him yesterday, wasn't it? From Hozza Froon, I think that's how we pronounce it. Was a bit more direct, wasn't he? And Miles is suited to that. I think if it's a straight foot race, he's capable with that, and made a few decent interceptions and was there when required. So good performance from him. Good performance from the whole back four, who were never really played together like that. And I thought they stood up to the task well.
And moving forward in midfield, you've got 2 strikers, a winger, and only 1 midfielder who just happened to be Cole Skuzo, I thought was magnificent again on Saturday. The way he led by example, skipper's armband or not. He does so much work that goes unnoticed, but take him out of the team and you're missing a key player, aren't you?
I was one of the number of people that sort of not criticised Cole Skuse last year, but I thought it was a healthy discussion to be had about his value to the team. And listen, we all know his qualities in terms of intercepting, in terms of covering the space when the fullback goes forward, in terms of using the ball well, recycling it. But I just think last season there was a debate to be had in terms of whether that was enough and whether you can afford to have certainly two holding midfielders who rarely cross the halfway line. And I just wanted to see Cole do a bit more in terms of offensively, in terms of assists, in terms of shots. Okay, we all know his goal record, but how many times did he ever go close to scoring or even having a shot? Or how many times did he play a through ball or a pass that led to a chance? Not very often. And he's come back and really added to that side of his game. Hats off to him. It used to be that when he crossed the halfway line, you sense he was going to get a nosebleed. But in these first few games, he's been getting, you know, not only has he been doing all the good stuff that we just mentioned, but he's been getting forward as well. He had a shot from the edge of the box that was deflected just wide. He had a big part to play in the first goal, was it, where he intercepted high up the pitch and fed McGoldrick that led to the Waghorn goal. So I think he's looking more and more like an all-round midfielder, which he's got the attributes to be, and I'm glad to see that he's added a few strings to his bow this time around. I agree with you, I thought he was excellent yesterday.
And then you have the headline makers up top. David McGoldrick, who I think has probably been Town's best player this season, for me personally. And then Waghorn and Joe Garner, two lads they got from Rangers in the summer, they're not going to keep scoring like this, are they?
It's so important, isn't it, I think especially for a striker, when you come to a new club, and we see it time and time again, I think your career can almost be made or broken at a football club within those first few weeks. I think if you fail to score early on, the pressure mounts and mounts and fans make a snap judgment on you, and as is the way with football. And if you score a few goals in your first few games, you can become an instant hero. And now those two can afford to have a few quieter games, and they've got a lot of credit in the bank now, and I think that goes a long way to you know, your reputation at a football club is made quite early on, and those two have certainly become instant fans' favourites. I think Garner, not just his goals, but he's just an absolute pest up front, isn't he? And he's added a bit of aggression and
cuteness.
Yeah, he's a bit of a... He plays to the gallery, Joe. I think he's one that if he's on the opposition team, you'd be screaming and shouting at him to get up. And, you know, I remember him scoring that hat-trick against Ipswich for Preston in the Cup a few years ago and being infuriated watching him. Felt like he sort of was staying down a little bit. But he knows what he's doing, doesn't he? He backs in and then he clutches the back of his head and wins you some free kicks, and he riles the opposition centre-backs. And he's just given Ipswich a little bit of an extra edge, a bit of a competitive edge that I think maybe they've lacked. And Martin Waghorn is similar in terms of that he, you know, runs himself into the ground, and you know, he was quick to say to us, you know, even on an off day, you can still run around and look like you're really giving it your all for the shirt. And he's just been Johnny on the spot, hasn't he? He's just, although he's been playing wide right, he's just popped up in the right place at the right time for all of his goals, made some lovely movement in the box. It was another one on Saturday, he was playing wide right, but he ended up on the far post on the opposite side, didn't he, to take that goal. And okay, an element of fortune when the ball kind of spun free from the tackle in the box, but he had to be there and he had to take the chance when it came. So those two, million quid combined for the two, we're led to believe. What a piece of business that looks, given some of the fees that are being thrown around in the Championship.
We'll move on to Fulham in a short while, but there's a small matter of the Carabao Cup on Tuesday night, of course. We're making the trip down to Crystal Palace, Premier League Crystal Palace. Mm. Lost both the games so far in the top flight. At the start of the season, I think we did a vote online asking fans what their thoughts were about mixed team selection for the Cup games, and they wanted to see the strongest possible team out for the Cup games and maybe try and get a little bit of a run going. Surely now, though, fans will be totally 100% accept the fact if he puts out a second string, almost youth team at Selhurst Park on Tuesday night, given the team's injury problems and given they've got another important championship game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I think perhaps you're right. The attitude towards that will have softened or changed given the start to the season. The injuries will certainly play a big part, won't they? I think if everyone was fit, he'd have been able to rotate a little bit more and put a strong team out. But I think also the form of the young lads as well justifies their inclusion. I think Downs has been excellent when called upon. Tristan Nydam has certainly shown his worth to the team. So you would have think those two would get a chance on Tuesday night again. We're hoping Emir Hughes will be back on the pitch, which will be a big boost. Beyond that, he hasn't got loads of room for manoeuvre, has he, when you look
Pat
at
Webber,
the injury
Luke
list.
Wolfenden.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll go the whole hog and throw in some of those young lads, two defenders that you mentioned there. I like the look of Webber in pre-season when we saw him. Wolfenden didn't do himself any harm in that second half at Luton. Mick mentioned in his press conference building up to Saturday's game that he's prepared to put in some of the younger lads in offensive positions, even in sort of holding midfield with Downs. But I think he sees that as a step too far to be putting in an 18-year-old centre-back. Mm-hmm. He said, you look through the league and there's not many teams playing 18-year-old centre-backs. They've got big, hairy, experienced, gnarled centre-backs playing. And I think he's right. It's a different type of position. You just need that little bit more experience and nous. So it remains to be seen whether we'll chuck in a couple of the kids in defence, possibly against Palace, especially when you look at the firepower they've got. I know they've had a slow start to the season. Don't know what sort of team they'll put out, but you know they've got Benteke, Zaha, Townsend, Loftus-Cheek, so they've got a fair bit of a attacking options there, haven't they?
You would imagine, yeah, even if Palace did rest some players, they've still got some players in, some good squad players there that have played in the Premier League, the likes of Jeffrey Schlupp, Johan Kabay, Jordan Mutch, James McArthur, Sully Kaikai's been very effective in the lower leagues, Martin Kelly, Spironi, the goalkeeper's been there forever. So it should be a test, whatever team that they put out on Tuesday night.
It will be. I think it's... Did they need an extra game with the games coming thick and fast and the injuries they've got? Probably not. But I guess if we're going to flip it into a positive, it's a chance to get some game time into those that are coming back. It looks like it's come too soon for Tom Adeyemi. It's come too soon for Luke Heim. He's going to be playing for the under-23s a couple more times before he's back involved. So it's probably a game they could have done without. But listen, that win against Luton, they needed that just to get that positive momentum
going.
Get the
monkey off the back.
Yeah, I think it's just sort of blown away all that ill feeling about going out in the cup first round and all the rest of it. So it's a bit of a free hit on Tuesday night, let's be honest. I don't think anyone's probably expecting them to get through with the injuries that they've got and all the rest of it. I think Ipswich will be looking really deep down that they'll be pleased when that international break comes around and they can get a few of the injured and ill fit again. So in football parlance, they can go again when the next round of games come around.
Just moving on to Saturday then, Fulham next. Fulham visit Portman Road. They did the double, I think, last season over the Blues. Very good going forward, weren't they, last season? Scored a lot of goals, became the entertainers towards the end. Most people's tips to win the playoffs. It didn't happen. Just looking at their lineup now, they've not changed that much. They've lost Chris Martin in attack, obviously, who's gone back to Derby, but they don't seem to have hit the straps yet. They lost at the weekend 1-0 to Sheffield Wednesday, and Slavisa Jokanović is bemoaning the fact that they're not scoring goals at the moment, which is a bit of a surprise to an outsider like myself. What's your views on the Fulham game at the weekend?
Well, they were as good a team as I saw last season, certainly in both games against Ipswich. They were dominant. Boxing Day, they outplayed Ipswich off the park on their own turf, similar away from home. Great to watch. Two flying fullbacks was kind of how they went. Fredericks and Sessegnon.
Malone
as well. Midfield, they're as good as there is. You know, Kearney, McDonald, Johansson. They've added Norwood to the mix now as well. But you're right, the question mark is about who's going to get the 20-plus goals now without Martin. I don't read too much into their slow start. OK, they lost to Sheffield Wednesday at the weekend. Three draws before that. The opposition was Norwich, Reading and Leeds. who will all be well tipped this season. So I still think that Fulham will be up there and competing. Let's hope they haven't added a really good striker to the mix before then. I think they've signed Fonte, haven't they, in the last few days. Don't know a huge amount about him, but you know, he might have bedded in a little bit more before their visit to Portman Road. So it's certainly, I think Fulham is certainly another step up in quality after the teams that Ipswich have played so far.
Can Town go into that international break unbeaten in League and Cup?
Well, you never know. Palace, there'll be a bit of pressure on them to get the monkey off the back after a couple of defeats in front of their home fans. They'll be expected to beat a team from the Championship. Depends what sort of side they put out. Fulham could be the same for them. You know, they're also sort of under a bit of pressure to get that first league win on the board. So momentum and confidence is a massive thing in football, and Ipswich have got a bit of it at the moment for sure. So step up in class, but I wouldn't rule it out. You never know.
Well, that's it for now. Thank you very much for listening to this latest episode of Ipswich Town Insights. We'll be back next Monday morning, hopefully reflecting on another double, a win at Palace and a win at home to Fulham. But until then, it's bye for now.